This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Orleans complex of wildfires have now scorched more than 4,500 acres, and wildfire activity has affected Highway 96 after rocks came down across the roadway over the weekend, and then the very small Dillon fire closed the highway after it jumped the roadway yesterday. That small fire in the western zone of the complex is completely contained, but in the eastern zone, the Ukanam and Burney fires continue to grow. The Ukanam fire is about 20% contained, and it's burned more than 3,200 acres, while the Burney fire has burned about 1,000 acres. Another concern for forest officials over the next 48 to 72 hours will be the impact from forecasted thunderstorms that are expected to roll over the eastern part of Humboldt and Del Norte counties and western Trinity this afternoon. High winds will affect current fire behavior, and lightning ground strikes could spark new blazes. Smoke continues to create unhealthy air quality in and around the fire area. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions for closures or detours on Highway 96. The news regarding air service for Humboldt County got a bit bleaker yesterday after Penn Air announced it had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in Alaska. The last flight from Humboldt County to Portland took off yesterday, and Penn Air has ceased air service. They have also dropped Denver, Coos Bay, Redding, and Klamath Falls. They will still fly out of Crescent City because it's an essential air service route, but the company has also filed a request with the Department of Transportation to cancel that contract as well. The heavy equipment was in operation at Lafayette School before the end of last school year as Eureka City Schools completes an overhaul of the front driveway and parking lots at the campus. In addition to the work being done on the school property, the county will perform road work and sidewalk work as well. County work crews will install new sidewalks and curb ramps on Park between Myrtle and Nedra and on John Hill Road from Park to 18th. The work begins tomorrow. Be prepared for workers on the street, lane closures, and detours. In McKinleyville, the sheriff's office reports that the 76 gas station on Central Avenue was robbed again early yesterday morning after a man armed with a bat walked in and confronted the cashier. The suspect, described only as a white male adult wearing a black hoodie and a gray mask across his face, fled the scene on foot, but responding deputies were unable to locate him. The search for three armed men wanted in connection with a shooting in Bryceland Sunday afternoon continues. The victim was interviewed at the hospital by sheriff's deputies, and he reported that he and the suspects had agreed to make a marijuana transaction when one of the suspects shot him and wounded him. The victim was flown to an out-of-area hospital, and the three suspects, all black male adults connected with a white SUV, remain at large. If your wish is to meet or hang out with local law enforcement commanders and representatives from other emergency agencies, tomorrow is your day. The sheriff's office will host a Coffee with a Cop event at the Starbucks on Central Avenue in McKinleyville beginning at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, you can donate blood and enjoy some barbecue along with first responders at the Blood Bank in Eureka from 2 until 7 p.m. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In March of 2015, officials with the city of Eureka and the Wiat tribe opened the first talks regarding the transfer of Tulawat, Indian Island, from the city of Eureka back to the tribe. City Manager Greg Sparks, along with council members Kim Burgell and Natalie Arroyo, the city attorney, and others, formed a committee to meet with tribal officials, and when the issue was brought before the city council for a vote, the vote was unanimous. Sparks said that there are plenty of hurdles, but the process is underway.
We did decide that we should do a joint press release. We also did a memorandum of agreement to also to make sure, since we had two new council members, to make sure the city council was still on board with moving this transfer forward. So council voted 5-0 that yes, we are continuing to have these discussions with the Wiat tribe to move this project forward.
The Wiat tribe has agreed to pay for some of the administrative costs, including those involved with the preparation of a CEQA document. And Sparks said it's not your run-of-the-mill real estate transaction, and the tribe will pay for the property.
You know, we did get a regular commercial appraiser, and so it has been appraised. But it's also a difficult one to make comparables to,
sure.
Because it's natural resources. It's It's not zoned for commercial use. $1,000 an acre, $200,000.
Sparks said the city and tribe will continue to work towards completing the transfer. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.